Broadcasting live from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
That was the case, but, you know, I slept on it, and about 2, I made a call and said, you know, what Fred want to do?
The rules on Monday, no guests. Just me and you. Long for extemporaneous hangout time. 615-844-5600. Twitter at Bill is King. You can email the show, BillIsKing7@gmail.com. Couple things here on Twitter, and we'll get a call. David says, Bill, I'm encouraged by Bama's continued improvement on the offensive line with the return of Deontay Brown. I think that five-some in its current form is starting to round into cohesion. Yes. Now, again, if you don't get Tua back right, which they anticipate him being back for the LSU game, you're not going to win it all. And right now, defensively, I don't know if you're playing well enough to win it all, even if Tua's in the lineup, but you can't win it without Tua, which is obvious. Brandon says, Bill, Buckeye is about a 14.5-point favorite over Bucky. Yeah, I think that's a little low, actually. Jim and Jupiter, Bill, has Club Willie been fired yet? Florida State gave up 5 field goals and a touchdown and lost. 22-20. Akers did his job. Akers had what? Like 160 yards? What was the number? 157. Yeah, Akers is doing his job. Cam Akers. He is having a really good junior year. So we'll give him credit. Our number three. We've got Balls of Steel nominations. So get those ready. Josh in London. Bill, Fields versus Burrow in Iowa. Who gets the W? Boy, I think Ohio State's defense is playing better than LSU's right now. Both Burrow and Fields would get their numbers in that game. Burrow might well be the Heisman Trophy winner if we had to go today. I haven't talked to many people about it. I'm just guessing there. But I think the Buckeyes, that's why I've got them 1, LSU 2. I think the Buckeyes defensively are better than LSU. Both offenses are ridiculously good right now. I don't know that I can go either or there. Defensively, the Buckeyes are better right now. We'll see if that holds up. But right now, that's the way I would go with that one. Bob in Aliquippa. What is up, Bob?
Hey, Bill King. Good morning. How are you?
I am doing well. How are you, sir?
Well, I'm doing not so bad, Bill. I'm doing not so bad. We're sitting here 7-0, although I got to wonder sometimes, you know, how we get there. I thought that game was a lot closer than I thought it would be. And I got to give my credit to Michigan for the second half. They really outcoached Franklin and his staff very badly in the second half with the adjustments they made.
Let me ask you this: did you think KJ Hamler was going to be this year, this breakout kid, as well as he's played? Was that anticipated?
Yeah, Bill, he was that last year, and Rondale Moore got a lot of the credit. Now he's not as shifty as Rondale Moore, but this kid is one of the top 2 or 3 electric players in college football.
Incredible.
He does this stuff week in, week out. You remember last year in the Ohio State game, he took off and just outran Ohio State's secondary.
Right.
And I think if Clifford hadn't underthrown him, what was that, the third quarter? He was double covered, and I think if he'd have given him another second or two, he would have run past their deep safety, and I think he would have had his third touchdown. The kid is just fantastic. And, you know, plays up in the Northeast, so he doesn't get a lot of notoriety that he should, you know. But, Bill, he's every – I'll put him up against just about anybody in college football.
He is that electric right now. Yeah. Now, he was down at IMG Academy, but I think he's from Michigan somewhere, isn't he? I can't remember.
He is from Michigan, and I'm pretty sure Sean Clifford committed to Penn State first. And I'm pretty sure that those two formed a friendship at a camp, and they hit it off real well. And I think that was influential in Hamler ending up at Penn State.
Right.
Now, I also think, Bill, that he hurt his knee. If I remember correctly, he hurt his knee his first year and didn't get a chance to play much.
He redshirted. He's a third-year sophomore, is he not? I think he is.
I think he is, Bill. Yeah. Yeah, I think he is. But this kid is just – anytime you put the ball in his hands, man.
Trouble. Yeah.
You know, and they put the ball in his hands on third down out of the backfield at the end of the game. So that tells you the kind of confidence they have in him.
Right.
And I just think he's just electric. So we'll see what he does this year, the rest of this year and next year. You know, tough game against Michigan State next week. But, hey, Bill, let me ask you a question. You watched that game. Do you think Penn State won that game on sheer talent, even though they were outcoached?
Well, I mean, this was supposed to be somewhat of a transition year, though, and they're 7-0. I tell you, I'm impressed. I probably – now, you got to remember, I'm watching 3, 4, 5 games, and I got to watch the replay a little bit last night. I didn't get to go start to finish, but a good chunk of it again. I'm impressed. I don't have much of a critique on Coach Franklin and the coordinators and any of that. I tell you what, I don't think Penn State's going to be able to match Ohio State blow for blow. I don't see that, at least not yet. But I think Penn State's way ahead of where I thought they were going to be.
Well, they are, Bill, and we talked about that earlier. We said they're either going to be, you know, 7-5 or 11-1, and they're very, very young. And I really think next year is Franklin's year. I do think I like their philosophy, the way they attack Michigan's defense in the first half. In defense, of course, Michigan made adjustments in the second half. And it seemed like Penn State could never get the ball moving in the second half. You know, Michigan start walking around behind the line of scrimmage. They were trying to conceal where their linebackers were at. They pulled their safety up in the box and such. But I thought Penn State wasn't able to adjust to that. Otherwise, I think they could have really blown them out. This team is talented across the board, Bill. And if you look at their roster and their depth chart, I mean, there's a lot of redshirt sophomores. They're not going to lose too much to graduation next year. So I think next year is their year. And no, I don't think they could match Ohio State blow for blow. But we play up here in the Northeast. Josh asked about Ohio State and LSU. If you're playing a game in Iowa, Ohio State's going to beat them because of the weather. And so if Penn State catches them in Columbus on a bad weather day, you know, who knows what's going to happen. But I don't mean to be so critical of Franklin and his staff, but I do want to see. I mean, I think Brent Pry called a very excellent defensive game. You spoke of the officiating, in that game, and I thought it was bad on both sides. I thought Michigan did an awful lot of holding, and I thought Penn State did an awful lot of pass interference. So, you know, weather is a factor up here, and officiating is a factor, too, up here. So we'll have to see how it goes. And my heart goes out to that the kid from Michigan that dropped the pass in the end zone.
Yeah, Ronnie Bell.
You throw that ball to him 100 times, he's going to catch it 99 times, and that's the one time that he dropped the ball. But, the other thing was I thought the key to the game, too, and I talked about this, I said Penn State has to be able to run the ball. Which they didn't do bad running the ball. They have to get at Shea Patterson. And, Bill, we could not get a pass rush. We had to commit linebackers and safeties, and he tore us up in the second half. You know, Michigan, you know, there's a lot of complaints about Gattis, but, man, they adjusted their offense fairly well. And They really dominated us the second half. So I'll close with this, Bill. I don't think we're the number six team in the country. I think we're somewhere between number six and maybe number eight or nine. But if this team continues to mature and develop and grow, they may end up the season with one loss, and you have Ohio State at 12-0 and Penn State at 11-1. Are you going to start talking about maybe two teams from the Big Ten getting in?
No, the committee's not going to allow that. The only league that's going to be allowed to do that's the SEC. I don't think that'll happen.
No. Yeah, I don't either, Bill. I think Penn State to get in the playoff is going to have to win out. And, man, that's going to be a tough game in Columbus. But, you know, we'll show up, Bill. And then we'll see what happens.
I know you will. All right? All right, Bob. Appreciate it, man.
Okay. We are, man. We'll see you.
Jeff 2 on Twitter this morning. Bill, speaking of the Cowboys earlier, deepest thoughts to all those in the Dallas area affected by last night's catastrophic tornadoes. Unreal pictures and video. Hope everybody is safe. 150,000, I think I saw, without power. And my wife had just left Dallas. She'd been in Dallas for a few days, and now she flew back earlier yesterday ahead of all that. But I had no idea that was pending down there. Yeah, prayers for everybody. That was rough. It's all over the news. What have we left out from the weekend? We touched on the snowflakes. Yeah, we did. Snowflakes are up in... Are you on Twitter? If you're on Twitter, just go. It is just... Jeremy Pruitt gently tugged on Jarrett Garantano's face mask. Oh, the snowflakes went crazy. Oh, the outrage. Garantano went rogue, comes to the line of scrimmage with a play that was designed to go to the left. Trey Smith was pulling, had it blocked perfectly. Garantano decides to ignore the call, try and stick the ball over the line of scrimmage, loses the ball. Trevon Diggs goes 700 yards for a touchdown. Now, again, I don't think Tennessee was possibly going to win that game. No, that is not my suggestion at all. That would have made it, what, 28-20? I still don't believe they win the game. But it makes the score look more interesting. 35-13. Now, Alabama was favored by, what, 35 in that game. And with Tua, I'm thinking they probably get there. With Mac Jones, not so much. Not so much. I don't think he's the future. He's the momentarily named number one, but he's not the future quarterback for them, I don't think. Unless there's more there to one what we've seen, I don't get it. I don't get it. Yeah, Penn State held on 28-21. Michigan knocking at the door there at the end. Texas hung on against Kansas. 50-48. Dicker the kicker at the end for Texas. Utah beat Arizona State. That was number 24 and number 12. Utah number 12, 21-3. Georgia in a monsoon. Offense dilapidated. Fans booing. Were you folks watching that Kentucky game? Excuse me. That, every bad conservative play call was met with boos from Sanford Stadium at the Georgia game. Yeah, weather was bad. It was raining so hard at times it was going sideways. So some of that to blame. That offense still ain't right, though. It's still not right. No. Georgia's got some fixing to do, if there's fixing to be done before they get to that Florida game. Right now, the Gators playing tough guy football. I tell you what, Mullen, you're talking about tough guy football. Going after that LSU game, now you got to go to South Carolina, fresh off that Georgia win. South Carolina's playing good ball, although they've got, what, four losses now. That's not an easy out. Not an easy out. And that was you're talking about a game where it was physical. Boy. And that, boy, number three, he's a JUCO. He'll be, I'm assuming he'll be a top 10 pick. I'll ask Chris Landry about that Thursday. Remind me. Javon Kinlaw, number three, who went to Jones, Mississippi Community College. He's 6'6", 320, is an animal interior defensive lineman for South Carolina. Alabama don't, they don't have a kid like that. No. Not this year. An absolute destroyer. And Florida just kept pounding away, man. And Trask, you're talking about making plays. He's big and he's kind of slow, even though he does run it a little bit. But he's so big, it looks like he's lumbering. Dude makes plays. Dude, even though he's 6'5", 240, as a point guard, not built like it, built like a tight end. This guy makes last-second decisions, and most of them are good. He had one bad play, and it was right there at the start of the third quarter. We threw the pick. It's a bad play. But for the most part, this dude's a playmaker. There is no way if Felipe Franks came back healthy, I would play him ahead of Trent. There's no way. Here's a kid, again, you know the stat, who has not started – since his freshman year of high school on the JV or whatever it was. Playing like he's been starting for decades now. It's amazing. Yeah, there were Muschamp very mad about the officiating, but I thought the first half, to Coach Boom, I thought the first half South Carolina was the beneficiary of the officiating. Second half, more Florida, yes. I'll give you that. Okay. Tickets at Primo Seats. Primo Seats for all your ticket needs. PrimoSeats.com. Use the name Bill is King. That's right. Use the name Bill is King. 5% off for doing that. College games, pro games. Crazy Charlie was at Louisville, the Louisville-Clemson game. Matter of fact, Charlie, when we come back, hop on the mic, and I want to get your thoughts about your trip and about the game that you saw. Pretty Boy threw two early picks, and then he settled down. Clemson was never in jeopardy there, and they won handily. And he actually had some incredible plays after that. But he had a little stretch there where Pretty Boy was a little human, a little too human for everybody's liking. Anyways, tickets at Primo Seats. College games, pro games, whatever sport, anytime, any place, Primo Seats. That includes concerts. PrimoSeats.com for all of your ticket needs. Okay, we'll get the break coming right back on this, what is today? Monday edition. Yeah, it's already Monday. Monday edition, Omni Nashville Hotel.
We urge you to pay
Good morning. Moving this Frank to the side over here in West Nashville on 40 eastbound near 46th Avenue. There's a lot of traffic volume in that area coming in from, let's say, Dixon County. Also there up through Kingston Springs, bumper to bumper 65 south at Trinity Lane, 24 west at Bell Road. That wrecks way over to the right-hand side. Performance Studios, they've moved this year to 5350 Mountain View Road in Antioch. Better parking. Come see their huge selection of Halloween costumes. That's Performance Studios, now open in Antioch. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
By now, most of you have figured out James Warren and I went to BGA, class of 1977. He's the owner of Sir Speedy and Barry Hill, and he joins us by phone. James, let's talk a little printing services.
Well, I've been in business for a long time, and I've known that there's all kinds of challenges that everybody has every day. And I will say, now, printing doesn't have to be one of them. You can rely on the pros at Sir Speedy Barry Hill to provide you with print solutions to achieve your goals, whether you need posters, banners, brochures, catalogs, personalized mailers, copying, you name it. We're here to make you look good. So move printing off your plate and onto ours.
Give me the particulars.
You can reach us at 615-832-9511. You can visit us online at SirSpeedyMusicCity.com or email us at print@SirSpeedyMusic.com. We've got you.
Okay, let's say your business does $5,000, $20,000, $100,000 or more in monthly revenue. There are probably times when you need more cash flow to run your business, right? Right. If you're a business owner in this situation, you need to call the Merchant Cash Advance Line right now. We're not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We're a direct lender with the power to approve deals. We look at your business and we decide how much money to lend you, good credit or bad credit. If your business is solid, we can lend you up to a half million million. You can use the money for anything you think is right to run your business. If you need money and you don't want to deal with a bank, call now. Learn how easy it is to get up to $500,000 in as little as 2 to 3 days.
Call now. 800-452-4846. 800-452-4846. 800-452-4846. That's 800-452-4846.
Hey, it's Jonathan Schaefer. Join me, Greg Pogue, and Dan Bradley for Ensworth Tigers football.
It is a touchdown for the Ensworth Tigers!
Tune in Friday nights this fall for Ensworth Tigers football.
Still on his feet! It is a touchdown! What an effort for the TUA touchdown!
Live on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
25, and now close to the 20-yard line, and a sonic first down!
Your home of the Ensworth Tigers is right here on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
College sports. Bill King knows a few things.
When you're going from Natty Light to Nickel 12 to Popcorn Bill, you know your college football Saturday's probably going in the wrong direction.
And welcome, Omni Nashville Hotel. Crazy Charlie took the easy 3-hour northward of here trip to Louisville, where Clemson was playing. Good idea, Charlie. I wasn't even thinking about that, but you made a weekend of it up there, huh?
Yeah, Bill, and first let me just say thanks to Sean Sullivan, Primo Seats, PrimoSeats.com. I used that Bill is King discount code, saved myself a little bit of money, and I got to tell you, there were tickets available through Ticketmaster, and I looked at those, and then I went to Primo Seats, and I realized how much money I was going to save by going to Primo Seats. So just a quick plug for Sean Sullivan. Perfect seats, last-minute customer service. Just decided, Bill, you start looking at the schedule on a Friday, and you see that the weather is going to be 65 degrees and sunny, and the school you went to is playing less than 3 hours away. So jumped in the car, drove up there early Saturday morning, had a fantastic afternoon. And you're absolutely right. Watched Trevor Lawrence throw two picks. One, his receiver absolutely sold him out on the first one. Amari Rodgers runs a poor route. Second one, all his fault. He missed a couple open receivers early in the game. You're right about that as well. But there was one play right before the drive, really about a minute 25 left in the first half up until the end of the half there, where he just drove them right down the middle of the field, surgical, and then on the touchdown rolls out to the left, avoids the pressure, stands at the sideline for just a second, and just throws a dart right to the back of the end zone. I mean, that's exactly why I drove up there, was to see Trevor Lawrence in person for myself, and also, Bill, then to see the best quarterback in the ACC, which is Chase Bryce. Of course, got to see him in the fourth quarter, and Clemson did what they're supposed to do. ETN goes for, I think, 200 yards. I never actually looked at the stats, but I know with a couple of long runs that he had before he cramped up in the fourth, he was certainly moving the ball very, very well, and Clemson's doing what they got to do. They go in, win another road conference game, 45-10, and Bill, I think something that nobody's really talking about or discussing is that Clemson defense, which everyone thought would take a step back losing all of those D linemen last year, they haven't taken a step back at all. As a matter of fact, they may be more dangerous this year than they were last year, and that's Isaiah Simmons over there. That's a guy who can play ball.
Give me the atmosphere. Look, by the way, I think Louisville under Satterfield is got a bright future. They're not revved up enough on the roster yet, but I tell you what, that's a well-coached team, and they'll fight you. They don't have the weapons to match Clemson. But what was the atmosphere like there?
Atmosphere is good. You know, they believe. They showed up. They were ready to go, and they weren't afraid of the number three team in the country or the best team in their conference. When they made the quarterback switch in the first quarter, I think it was, brought in number six, the freshman, that's a kid who's got some guts, man. He's got some balls of steel, Bill. The Clemson defense was just absolutely set to tee off on him all day, and he would just slip out of a sack here, there, and he took his hits, but he led that offense, and I do think the next 2-3 years, you will see Satterfield have Louisville in a very, very competitive place because they're feisty. They don't have the athletes right now, and they certainly don't have the depth to go for a full 4 quarters, but early in that game when they were all still fresh and it was ones-on-ones, they were certainly feisty, and they were willing to step in and fight. In an ACC world, you step up and fight that hard for a full 60 minutes and you add a little bit of depth to it, you're definitely going to be very competitive in the coming years. And I think that 2 years from now when Clemson returns to Louisville, it will not be nearly as friendly or easy as Saturday afternoon.
What was the crowd like at the game?
75%, 80% full, and Clemson traveled very, very well. And, matter of fact, the whole one side, I would say half of the one side was Clemson fans, so they traveled well. But, of course, when you're, you know, the defending national championship and you're on the longest winning streak in the nation, you may be the worst undefeated team in the nation, Bill King, but people still are willing to travel, and with weather like that, it's just, I mean, absolutely perfect. If you should have gotten out to a game if you could have, because that was just a great weekend. The people up there, great hosts. The city, easy access in, out, no problem. And had a good time talking to some people, learning a little history. Went over the Louisville, whatever it was, cafe, the Hall of Fame cafe, and looked at all the plaques and looked at their little Walk of Fame and just enjoyed the day up there. Bill, I'd like to go up there for a game that I don't have any personal stakes in because I think I would just enjoy the atmosphere and I think I would just enjoy the people. It was a very, very enjoyable Saturday afternoon.
Anybody that's been there, the baseball stadium is right there. That's one of the better baseball programs in America right there. You got the football stadium there. The park with all the amusement stuff is right there as well. The fairgrounds and all that. It's all basically just one big massive landmass if you hadn't been there before.
Yeah, Bill, and there's some dirt track just off to the left of there. I don't know. I guess there's some big sporting event or some once a year thing. I don't know what it is, Bill, but I was looking at it.
Churchill something.
Somebody tried to tell me about it. I said, I don't know what you're talking about. I said, I'm from Tennessee. You know, we have really good brown liquor down there, and I don't know what your event is. That's, you know, about when you start trolling, Bill, when it's 38-3, you start trolling a little.
You know what's amazing, and since I've been a kid, the area where Churchill Downs is a very, other than Churchill Downs, is a very unassuming area. It's not real nice. And then there's Churchill Downs right in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of interesting.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, it's a pretty neat thing. You park at the Expo Center, you pretty much have access to every venue in the city up there. Walked over to the football game, enjoyed a day on campus over there, and then walked back across the parking lot at the Expo Center, and there's Kentucky Kingdom, and suddenly I'm riding roller coasters with everybody yelling about Clemson University on there. So. It was a really, really fun day trip up to Louisville, and I look forward to doing that again some other time. Thanks, yep. Primo Seats. Thanks, Sean Sullivan.
Yeah, I just went up and back the same day.
Yeah, so easy. Just got up early that morning, got some breakfast on the drive up. We were up in the stadium by 11 o'clock in the morning local time for kickoff and on our way back home before dinner time.
Nice.
Yeah, that's perfect. As a matter of fact, I got the itch, Bill. I really want to get out to another game this weekend now, so I'm going to get over here and check PrimoSeats.com while you do your thing and see if I can't find some good road games somewhere out there.
Next hour, among other things, Balls of Steel nominations. So get those ready. Use the hashtag Balls of Steel if you want to on Twitter, but get those ready, and we'll get those nominations on in hour number 3. That's every Monday. All right, got to get the bottom of the hour break. Coming right back. Goggin Cold Hall Studios, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Beating women and doing blow is what we do at Ohio.
Good morning. Looks like a two-car crash there at Bell Road at Zelda Avenue. That's a really busy intersection, especially during morning rush hour. Donaldson Pike at the interstate, that wrecks over to the right-hand side. Heavy traffic flow continues to come in through Wilson County right now, from Wilson County through Mount Juliet. It's also busy out here. Sections of 440 in that crazy construction. Performance Studios, they've moved this year to 5350 Mountain View Road over in Antioch. Better parking. They got a huge selection of Halloween costumes. Go by and see them today at Performance Studios in Antioch. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Are you looking for the ideal destination for family fun? A place which combines the best of bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment? Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers is the answer. Experience a great time with family, friends, and co-workers at Strike and Spare Family Entertainment. With five centers in Middle Tennessee, there's a location near you. Book your next party or event, from birthday parties to family reunions. Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers is also great for fundraising events and company parties as well. For more information, go online to strikeandsparebowling.com. Visit their locations in Donaldson Plaza, Murfreesboro, and the Tusculum area, as well as enjoying enhanced fun in Hendersonville and Hermitage, including bumper cars, Time Freak, and a laser maze. Hendersonville also has laser tag, roller skating, and an indoor bungee trampoline. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. And remember, there's never a bad time for a good time at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-898-0816. 800-898-0816. 800-898-0816. That's 800-898-0816.
Inner Zen Outer Beauty, located on the fourth floor of Omni Nashville Hotel, Makara Salon and Spa offers a full-service spa experience. Relax in the luxury of the signature Makara Spa as you're pampered with an ultimate spa experience. Treat yourself to everything from a soothing facial to full salon services in the heart of downtown Nashville. To make an appointment, call 615-761-3600 or visit the Makara Spa on the Omni Nashville website. As always, valet is complimentary, and any service booked Monday through Thursday grants you full access to our rooftop pool and bar.
Call 615-844-5600. Get in on the Bill King Show.
I'm the guy that holds the belt above my head.
Yeah, the snowflakes are upset, man. Jeremy Pruitt tugged on Jarrett Garantano's face mask, man. It was a slight tug, but the snowflakes, man. The SJWs have gone crazy over this. West Coast Sooner. Bill Pruitt needs to move on from Broadway J. He's not the future of the program. Well, that's true. After going rogue on Saturday, he's definitely not the future. I mean, there is no way Jarrett Garantano is back in Tennessee next year for his last year. No way. Not after that. Go back. If you haven't seen this, go back and look at the clip. It's fourth and one or less than one, wherever the ball was, deep in Alabama's territory, right, about a yard or less away. Fourth down now. Alabama stacked the line of scrimmage. You're not going to get anything up the middle. And they had the right play call. They've got Trey Smith, who's really starting to play well, pulling. He does his job perfectly, blocking the defensive end there? Anybody running to the left, where it's Garantano or whether you give it to the tailback, walks in the end zone. You could put me in a wheelchair and push me into the end zone on that play. He goes rogue, does not pay attention to the play call, puts the ball across the line as well. Doesn't get across the line of scrimmage. Puts the ball out, and he gets tipped, and there goes Trevon Diggs, 105 yards, whatever it was. Yeah. West Coast Sooner, Bill, best coaching hire of the offseason, Alex Grinch. I think Now, I would put Joe Brady up there too now for LSU. They've taken many steps forward from that passing game. They were starting to get good. They were good last year too with Joe Burrow. They are immeasurably better now. Mark up in New York City. His office is, I think he told me, just off 45th, if I'm correct. I think that's what he said. What's up, Mark?
Hey, Bill, did I send you my business card or something, or you just have a good memory?
I had Danny in the NYC, my favorite cop up there stalking you, is what it was. We got your address.
I got to meet this guy, Danny, man. We got to get together. You got to hook us up.
Yeah, he's a big Michigan guy, too, and I know it's your brother-in-law, right? He's a big Michigan fan as well, so.
Oh, my brother-in-law is a big Michigan fan.
Yeah.
He actually wanted me to say to you, ask what Bill thinks of Brandon Peters lighting up Wisconsin over the weekend while Shea Patterson can't even do anything versus them.
Well, yeah. Brandon Peters transferred to Illinois and engineered that comeback over as the quarterback over Wisconsin for the field goal there at the end. But, yes, he's found a nice home there with Lovie.
Yeah, Harbaugh just didn't like him. I mean, if you remember a couple seasons ago, he took over for State and was playing pretty well. But Harbaugh needs, like, a weird guy like Andrew Luck. That's who he likes. He doesn't like any normal quarterbacks, that guy. I'm gonna leave that for Black, though, Bill. But first of all, Bill, I miss you. Sorry I haven't been calling. Been watching, you know, every Saturday religiously. I obviously wanted to let things sink in a little bit before I called you. But I have, like, 4 or 5 points that I just want to talk to you about.
Yes,
and then
sir.
I'll let you get on to the rest of your day. First, my balls of steel for the week, Bill, is the officiating in the South Carolina-Florida game, all right? The balls to not call that offensive pass interference on Florida, okay, when they were down in the red zone, 24-20, okay, and then they get a touchdown. That game was basically over. That was ludicrous, Bill. Ludicrous. And the officiating this year has been worse than bad.
I thought, Mark, I thought you were going to say on Damian Pierce's long run right after South Carolina scored, and the receiver.
And the false start. The false start, of course. But forget that. Yeah, forget that. Man, I can't even. Will Muschamp's going to have to get rid of the glasses soon. He's just going to be in a wheelchair on the sideline.
Oh, post-game. That post-game audio was fantastic. I should have pulled that up for Charlie. Wow.
Well, what do you feel about the officiating this year?
Well, let me say this. I was talking about it in hour one. More complaining about officiating this year than I can recall. But it was across the board. The Tennessee-Alabama game where there was the – was it Daryl Taylor laying on top of Mac Jones? Didn't even hardly touch him. Got up, kind of shoved him half-heartedly, gets a call there. Wasn't even a shove. It was a love tap. There were all kinds of calls that this weekend. That game, there were Michigan-Penn State complaints. It was across the board.
I just feel like across the board the whole season it's been awful. And they need to get some serious officials.
Well,
and not guys that are
Mark, what about this?
During the week.
Notre Dame, Southern Cal, and I still think Notre Dame's going to win the game, but it was 30-27, end of game, Southern Cal's onside kicking, Brian Kelly is 10 yards on the field. No, and by the way, that was a Pac-12 officiating group at Notre Dame.
It's laughable. It's laughable, Bill.
Yeah.
It's laughable. Hey, my next point is, did you see, speaking of post-game materials, did you see the interview with Derek Mason after the game?
I did. Yeah, right here in the 615. He was fired up, man.
Oh, man, I wanted to run through a wall after that interview. But do you believe in that, or do you think that's someone just trying to save their job?
First of all, I don't think that his job is in jeopardy. I don't. Now, that was a big win over Missouri after losing by, what, 20 at home to UNLV in front of about 10 people. That was a big win.
Mountain West Conference, Bill.
He was just fired up because I'm sure he hears all the chirping about his job security. And he's an emotional guy.
Yeah, he's a guy that I would like to play for after that interview.
Yes. Yeah, I agree. Hey, so Bill, what else you got?
I know every week, okay, and Charlie just went through it, I heard. You know, you say everyone's worried about Clemson, but I'm not worried. And Pretty Boy, and I'm not worried. But do you think that Dabo's worried? Like, internally, like, when he sits down at his desk at 5 a.m. in the morning, do you think he has any worries?
Well, I think you always have worries, but is he confident? He's won two of the last three. I think he likes where he's at right now. He knows he's in a league that can't beat him. And, I don't know if anybody's sitting any more comfortably in their job than Dabo Swinney, just as far. If you're Nick Saban, you've gone on a run here, which is an all-time run, but you still got LSU. You've still got somebody like Georgia or Florida in the championship game. You got a lot of problems out in front of you right now.
But
and you've got no, you got no Tua.
Yeah, but let's talk about that for a second. If Dabo Swinney loses one game, right? Their seasons, and I know you said it last week, you know, that there have been guys that have lost and gotten in, but I think their season's over given the way they've played. Now let's talk about the SEC for a second. How does Georgia get there? How does Georgia get there?
Well, they've got to win out. But think about this with Clemson. And a couple of years ago they lost to Pitt and they won it all. But my point is this. If Clemson loses a game somewhere, then you've got, let's say, the SEC teams getting in. I don't think the committee politically is going to allow another SEC team in if Clemson's sitting there at 12-1 or whatever it is.
Let me ask you this. What if Georgia wins out, right, and LSU beats Alabama and Georgia wins the SEC? So who goes?
Well, Georgia's
going with a loss to South Carolina.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay. Georgia gets in. Is Oklahoma undefeated?
Oklahoma's undefeated.
All right, they're in. Buckeyes are in. I don't see anybody beating
right.
them. There's three. So it's either Clemson or LSU. Is that what you're saying? Because the Pac-12's not getting anybody in.
Correct.
I don't think politically they want to go down the road of putting another SEC team in like they did a couple of years ago. That would be my guess.
Right.
Maybe they would. But I mean, think about this. Now what you've done, if you're the committee, and they'll never admit to this, Mark, but you obviously are not considering the Pac-12, even though you're not telling people that. And now you've eliminated the ACC by putting LSU in. So the ACC or the Pac-12 don't get anybody in the playoffs. Can you imagine the uproar?
Is the Pac-12 dead, Bill?
Oh, I think so.
Is it?
Yeah, the only team.
So you have them done.
I had them done week two. I had them done when Washington lost to Cal.
Bill, you had them done in the preseason.
I had them done. Yeah, I had them done when I got the recruiting rankings in last February.
Oh, man. Bill, listen, I don't want to take any more of your time. I love talking to you, man. You're the best. And I'm definitely going to try and get down there for commitments.
Hope so.
And keep doing your thing, man.
All right, bud. Appreciate it.
Have a great day, bro.
Yeah, you and Mark and Danny and Jim, they need to get together and come down here. Yeah, we need to get you guys down here. All right, and Kevin up in Boston, too. Kevin's up north, man. Kevin's further up north. Yeah, we need to get all you guys down here for that. All right, we need another break. Balls of Steel nominations coming up hour number three. So get those ready if you've got them. And we shall continue. Goggin Cold Hall Studios is where we're located. At the Wilco location, Omni Nashville Hotel.
What if I told you there was a radio producer who went to three colleges for 8 years, but isn't called doctor? What if I told you he spent an entire semester's worth of financial aid on fireworks, booze, and lap dances? What if I told you his time at Clemson includes jail time? What if I told you he has a poster of Trevor Lawrence pinned to the ceiling above his bed? ESPC 30 for 30 presents Crazy Charlie, the Mighty Drunk Predneck.
Good morning. They managed to move this rank to the side here on 24 westbound near OHB as you come up through that part of Antioch coming in from Murfreesboro. Murfreesboro Pike at Forest View Drive. That's one of the latest ranks out here. It's heavy now on 65 south here at Trinity Lane trying to get through the crazy construction out here down sections of 440. Be careful. Prince's Hot Chicken is the original hot chicken in Middle Tennessee. Check it out. 5814 Nolensville Pike. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Life is all about perfect pairings. Sweet and salty, naughty and nice, hot and cold. Well, add instant and jackpot to the list because that's what you'll get when you add Quick Cash to your next Tennessee Cash play. Quick Cash is a simple way to turn one game into two. With Quick Cash, you'll have a chance to win up to $500 instantly right there at the register. Plus, you'll still have a chance to win the Tennessee Cash drawing later. Get the best of both worlds and get twice the fun. It's Quick Cash with Tennessee Cash, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
It's summer, y'all, and you know the drill. It's time to stay chill and get your fill of all the cool games that you'd like to see. The August Instant Ones from Tennessee. You could scratch a blackjack for just a dollar, win 20 grand on a payday multiplier. Big Orange 8s could take your cash even higher, but not like $1 million mega multiplier. That's no joke. These are the ones. The August Instant games that are tons of fun. Brand new from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Just play responsibly.
Let me tell you about my good friend Kenneth. He has the site, which is soulstreetcoffee.com. 8 different blends, 16 teas on there. And he is the exclusive sponsor of Kevin Hagan every Wednesday at 7 o'clock talking Alabama football, Alabama sports. That's soulstreetcoffee.com. I need you to order now. It is a fantastic product. You will absolutely love it. That's soulstreetcoffee.com.
Penn Station likes to mix it up. Cold subs for lunch, grilled subs for dinner, wraps and salads, fresh cut fries, chocolate chunk cookies. So whether we grill, we fry, or we bake, we like to give you plenty of options. Penn Station, it's all about good taste.
Visit Penn Station East Coast Subs in Hermitage and the two locations in Murfreesboro on Memorial Boulevard or Medical Center Parkway. For October, try the Philly cheesesteak sub with chips and drink at a special price. Penn Station, it's all about good taste.
Forecast. Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. Mostly cloudy for this morning, an afternoon high of 77. Showers and thunderstorms likely. Same for overnight, though cloudy with a low of 50. Tuesday, tomorrow, sunny with a high of 67. Utilizing the resources of the Weather Bug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Lori.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Nobody knows more about college football history than Bill King.
It was like, you know, grandma beat up dad at the dinner table and just no one wanted to acknowledge that it happened.
Guy in Cold Hall, Wilco Studios, Omni Nashville Hotel, Jim and Jupiter. Bill, the Cuse and the Noles play this weekend in a game that could set football back years. Good luck to my friend Peter. That's a good point. Jeff, too. Bill, Bama might have lost Tua for a couple of weeks, but they found their punter, Ty Pirine. It's pronounced Pirine, right? Put on a punting spectacle. Just back to Tua. They did a procedure. When was it, Sunday? And this is the right ankle. Last year, it was the left ankle. He's got 3 weeks. You got Arkansas coming up this Saturday. Then you got the bye week, LSU and Alabama bye week before they play. So he's got several weeks here. Now, it's A high ankle like that takes at least several weeks. He recovered pretty well last year. Again, it was the other ankle, but we do have some data here, right? Buckeye and Brenda, what's happening?
Hey, good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
So is that win over the Vols what you would consider Bama's Pyrrhic victory? I mean, when you lose Tua?
Well, I saw your tweet. Now, but here's my understanding of Pyrrhic. Pyrrhic supposedly means you won, but it was so costly it feels like a loss. I don't think this feels like a loss unless Tua can't come back. But we were just talking about it, Brenda. He had this same thing last year with the other ankle and came back pretty quick.
I know, but, you know, you get diminishing returns. I mean, every time you have an injury like that, you're never quite 100% after. I mean, he could be superhuman, prove me wrong, but I just don't know. But the main reason I called, did you see Mitch Rossi out there, number 24, blocking for Master Teague for the 76-yard touchdown run?
I saw your audio clip. I did not see it in real time. I somehow missed that.
Oh, it was awesome. And then we got number 79, who's the size of Mount Kilimanjaro out there, the two of them blocking for Master Teague. I just wouldn't want to be in Master Teague's way ever. Of course, I mean, I'm only 5 feet tall, so that wouldn't be pretty anyway.
He's from the borough, and so is Jacoby Stevens, who had a big interception for LSU over the weekend. And so is Trey Knox, who was a receiver for Arkansas. We got a lot of borough kids out there. But, yeah, Master Teague. Now, did Max Ray – who is number 79 on the offensive line?
I think his name is Johnson.
Oh, that's – okay.
He's like 6 and forever and big, tall. He makes the rest of the O-line look like midgets. It looks like Tyrion Lannister walking alongside the mountain from Game of Thrones, if you know what I mean.
I'm wondering if Max Ray's not getting to play much this year, but I'm wondering if he's got a future. Now, you're talking about big. Max Ray's probably 6'7", 325. He's a monster.
He's a freak of nature, too. I don't know what's going on there. I don't think he's playing up to his potential.
Right.
I'm hoping he hasn't reached his ceiling. I mean, I really don't. But I've got to get an early Balls of Steel nomination in here. We got to get a GoFundMe going. That Lane Kiffin tweet about the officiating was the best thing on Twitter all weekend. I swear to goodness. I was spitting out my adult beverage last night.
Yeah, he got Conference USA Coosa fined him $5K for the tweet that showed a bunch of blind official refs out there being led around by their guide dogs.
We got to get a GoFundMe going for Baby Kiff. I mean, show him some love. That made us all happy.
I hear you, BB. Be good.
All right. OH.
There you go. IO. I know how to do that. Is any others like that OHIO or We Are Penn State? People do that to me, too. Is there any other like that, that you set it up with a couple of letters and then you gotta follow it up? Yeah, the Tua thing makes it interesting. Now, the thing that worries me about Alabama, well, I've got two worries. Number one, Tua's ankle, which, again, we expect recovery, but we don't know on what healthy level it'll be. Can't win at all with Mac Jones. No, you can't beat LSU with Mac Jones. And the defense isn't what it was. It's not as good. So I've got two worries. I'm not counting them out. I'm just saying those are worries that I have right now. Sam says, Bill, let me understand something. This logic. Ohio State is now ahead of Clemson in the AP poll. Clemson deserves another drop after another big win. Here's my reply to that. Don't worry about it. You keep winning, Clemson's in. They're not keeping Clemson out if you run through the ACC, which you're overwhelmingly favored to do. No way. So don't worry about the minutia of week-to-week rankings. It does not matter. The AP poll isn't the committee. Committee is not leaving Clemson out. If Clemson does what we think they're going to be doing, they're not going to leave them out. Yeah, Buckeye Brenda, a Pyrrhic victory for Bama over the Vols. Well, that might be the closest thing. Well, two things. Every week we'll have a Pyrrhic victory. And we also need the Billy Jack game. Now, the Billy Jack game can't be one team's favorite on another team by 45. It's got to be a team of mighty opponents, but one's going to take the right foot and put it upside the other one's head. I think that's the Buckeyes, Wisconsin. Now, the spread is, what is it, 13 and a half? Isn't that what we said earlier? To me, that's the Billy Jack game, I think. All right, hour three, among other things, Balls of Steel nominations. Get a breath.
All that ridicule you took, every bit of the ridicule you took after getting your butt beat, when you pound on their butt tonight, you think about that. You take every bit of your energy, every fiber in your bone, and you take it and you beat the piss out of them. I'm talking about beat the piss out of them. Let's go whip their ass. Let's go.